Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 20th December 2018 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Today we have a sweet short bhajan. The first line of the bhajan flows like this.
Atma Jyoti Namo Paramatma Jyoti Namo.
Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then you're going to listen to a conversation with Mr. Srinivas Rao, a former student of Bhagwan's University who now works in the super speciality hospital in Prashant Nilayam. He's someone who has had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for decades. He will share his thoughts on what this bhajan means to him. And after that, you will listen to the final version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashant Nilayam. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Atma Jyoti Namo, Paramatma Jyoti Namo, Akhanda Jyoti Namo, Mama Jeevana Jyoti Namo, Antaryami Namo, Sri Sadguru Sai Namo.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung. As you listen to line by line rendering of this bhajan, please do follow and enjoy and learn.
Atma Jyoti Namo Paramatma Jyoti Namo 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 Akhanda Jyoti Namo Mama Jeevana 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 Jyoti Namo Antaryami Namo Sri Sadguru Sai 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 Namo Atma Jyoti Namo Paramatma Jyoti Namo
So that's how this simple and sweet bhajan flows. Once we know how the bhajan is composed and in which raga it is based on, it will become even more easier to play on the instruments and pick it up. A bhajan which anyone can learn and sing. Anirudh is here to share his thoughts on the chords and the notes that make the bhajan. So which is the raga on which this bhajan is based?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This bright bhajan is based on rag Mohanam, which is very common and very known to our Sai bhajans. And it is Bhupali in the Hindustani classical music. The notes are very simple. Sare Shudri Ga Shudga Pa Dha Shudha Sa Dha Pa Ga Re Sa Dha Pa Dha Sare Ga Re Ga Sare Ga Pa Dha Pa Dha
Maybe you should spend some time dwelling on the raga.
Yeah, we have many bhajans also in Mohanam, both fast bhajans as well as slow bhajans. Maybe let me just start with a small alap and then go through the bhajans.
Sai namo ఆత్మజ్యోతి నమో పరమాత్మ జ్యోతి నమో పరమాత్మ జ్యోతి నమో పరమాత్మ జ్యోతి
is a raga where you have very vibrant bhajans as well as bhajans
which are soulful.
Soulful, yeah.
Yes. So you have vibrant bhajans like
Kalatitaya.
It's extreme yes. energy.
Yes.
And also very meditative like Akhanda Jyoti Jalao or
Jaya Shankara Bhava Gochara Rama Rama Jaya Raghukula Tilaka.
So many bhajans in Mohanam.
Yes.
And this is a bhajan which is easy for everybody to sing. The Westerners.
Yes.
It's more based on simple straight notes.
Yes.
So it's very easy to play in instrument, in the keyboard or in any other Western instrument and also sing as a choir. In fact, when I was singing this, I was imagining the balcony darshan of Swami and how the whole Kulwant Hall used to have candles.
Yes.
Devotees used to light the candles and then, so something like we can imagine that in the background.
Yes.
For this, because it's all related to Jyoti.
Jyoti.
It's
yes.
helpful in that meditative mood.
Yes. Absolutely. Beautiful. So let's sing the swaras also.
Yes. So let's see what are the straight notes for this bhajan. The first line.
Atma Jyoti Namo Paramatma Jyoti Namo Gari Sari Sada Pa Papadasa Sari Sari Gari Sa Gari Sari Sada Pa Papadasa Sari Sari Gari Sa Akhanda Jyoti Namo Mama Jeevana Jyoti Namo Gaga Gagari Gapagari Riri Dari Riri Sari Gari Sa Gaga Gagari Gapagari Riri Dari Riri Sari Gari Sa Antaryami Namo Shri Sadguru Sai Namo Gapa Padpa Gari Sari Riri Dari Riri Sari Gari Sa Gapa Padpa Gari Sari Riri Dari Riri Sari Gari Sa
And as we discussed, I think there are so many bhajans in Mohanam.
Yes.
Sai bhajans. So the beat, I guess, also is a simple beat, right?
Yes, the simple 8 beat. Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. So the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Atma Jyoti Namo Paramatma Jyoti Namo Jyoti Namo Paramatma Jyoti Namo Akhanda Jyoti Namo Mama Jeevana Jyoti Namo Akhanda Jyoti Namo Mama Jeevana Jyoti Namo Antaryami Namo Shri Sadguru Sai Namo Antaryami Namo Shri Sadguru Sai Namo
it's always very heartening when you bring back these simple bhajans, because you know bhajans are such a mass collective prayer.
Yes.
And when you have a bhajan which everyone follows enthusiastically, definitely it raises the vibration levels. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, it's time to spend on contemplating the meaning of this bhajan, and we will do this through a conversation. Mr. Srinivas Rao is an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and after he completed his education at his lotus feet, Bhagwan blessed him with the opportunity to work in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Prashanthinilayam, and he's someone who has sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for years, and he will now be sharing his insights on this bhajan. Sai Ram, Brother Srinivas Rao, and welcome once again to the Bhava session of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, brother. Very nice to be here.
So the bhajan we have for today, Atma Jyoti Namo, it's a simple bhajan. It's very easy to learn bhajan, and you know, as you sing it, you really enjoy it.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is very profound, isn't it?
Yes. See, I said this is like a nursery rhyme where the children are just taught to repeat them. But these are all truths.
Truths.
It's not like, Baba Black Sheep. The Swami used to say, instead of repeating this twinkle, twinkle little star,
yes,
or Baba Black Sheep, you should teach these truths to them.
Satyam Namo,
drive
Satyam Jnanam.
Yes. Drive home these truths straight away in the early days.
Correct.
And then later on, you know, then you, as you evolve, as you grow,
yes,
as you understand, you can put this into a little more depth in your thinking.
Yes.
And then you will get to know the meaning of these things, these truths, the light of that,
yes,
comes into your life then.
Yes. So true actually, you know. So many of these beautiful truths,
yes,
that if someone is in the Sai fold, they would have heard in their Balvikas days, they would have heard in their moral class sessions. And yes, it has come to you through so many ways,
yes,
and several times, but even now you continue to discover them. You know,
yes,
actually it happens that perhaps for 10 years you have just parrot-like, you have said that, you know.
Yeah.
Even simple things like love all, serve all. We take a whole time to discover love all, serve all, and live that in our life.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, hands that serve are holier than lips that pray, or hands in the society, head in the forest. Now,
yes,
we have heard these sort of sayings,
yes,
so many times, but you know, as you go, as you grow, and as you read more Swami's teachings, as you try to practice Swami's teachings, these,
yes,
things keep on revealing themselves to you,
yes,
in newer ways. Isn't,
yes,
it?
Even if you read Ramayana, Mahabharata,
yes,
every time you read, your understanding grows more and more.
More, yes.
And the depths of it is,
yes,
so much.
Yes.
So likewise, even these truths, first we repeat them maybe without knowing.
Correct.
Just,
yeah,
say, you can say blindly.
Yeah.
Just repeat them.
Mm.
But when you start to understand life,
yes,
and knowingly as you tread in life,
yes,
seeing the experiencing the life,
yes,
and contrasts of,
yes,
the right and wrong, the good and bad,
yes,
then the travails of life.
Correct.
Then you understand, then how you grow from darkness to,
correct,
light.
Light.
So,
Jyoti, Atma
Jyoti. That is how this Jyoti.
Yes.
Atma Jyoti.
I mean, Atma is such a powerful word. Atma Jyoti. I think,
yes,
we have just sung so,
yes,
many times, but when you think deeper.
We are all sparks of that same light, Swami,
yes,
said.
Yes.
We are not different from that light.
Yes.
That Atma Jyoti. Atma Jyoti is the individual light.
Yes.
The individual light comes from the Paramatma Jyoti,
yes,
that is the fundamental light, the Akhanda Jyoti.
Yes.
Akhanda Jyoti is the unbroken, eternal,
yes,
absolute, supreme light.
Yes.
So we are emanating from that, we have emanated,
yes,
from that.
Mm.
But we live in a sort of a darkness, not knowing the truth.
Mm. Yes.
That's why we have to remind ourselves of this truth.
Mm.
And this song helps most.
Mm.
Just as you said, maybe I would not have enjoyed this song as much in the earlier days. But now with this kind of awareness in life, I just get lost when I hear this song or when I'm going to repeat this bhajan as I follow the bhajans. So when you gave me this song to hear, the more I was hearing it, the more deeper I was going.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my God, why did I not do this earlier? This song had such an effect actually. See, even Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. These are all the great truths.
Yes.
You know, put in very simple
melodies
here. And what a wonderful gift Swami has given to devotees. The highest truths are just given to you,
in an appealing, interesting, and so pleasingly palatable manner.
Yes, Swami also said that I am sowing all these seeds into you. They will germinate tomorrow and blossom.
Yes.
Then you will know the value of what I have put into you.
Yeah.
This is what all these bhajans and all these good actions that he made us perform, and we are reaping the benefits of that when you grow in life in this way and not meandering in the world somewhere and not knowing your own truth. And how Swami beautifully guides each individual to this truth, the path of truth. And only Swami can do this. We are so fortunate, actually, we are saved in life.
Absolutely. And here you have Jeevan Jyoti. So, that Param Jyoti is our Jeevan Jyoti.
Yes, see, I said earlier once, in some other occasion, the life we lead conceals the light we are. So, we are, actually, the life we lead is actually more outward. The true life actually lies within us. The source is within us in the form of light. So until we go within, antaryami namo, the Lord God, Swami is seated in our hearts as the antaryami and as light. So antaryami namo and then Sri Sadguru Sai namo. Antaryami is as light. As Sadguru is within you. So seek within and you find the light.
Wow. And that is so beautiful. Antaryaminamo Sri Sadguru
Sai Namo.
So that same Antaryami, as Sadguru, he is guiding us.
Yes.
You know, he is showing us the light. He is there
Swami,
within the light.
Swami in the outer is in this form. But Swami is not this form. Swami himself said.
Yes.
From form to the formless. But Swami also said at the same time, you cannot go to the formless directly.
Yes.
So we can, Swami, once you enjoy the form, internalize it, that form.
Yes.
That form is so beautiful, so divine, that it will make you enjoy the beauty of the joys within you. So same Swami, you close your eyes and enjoy him within you. And he merges into the light.
Yes.
That is within us.
Wow.
And the light that is actually the source of existence. Swami himself said, beyond everything, beyond the forms, beyond the thoughts, beyond the words, is light.
Wow.
So that is what we are trying to connect to when we sing this song. It's not something mere repetition.
Yes, wonderful. In fact, Bhagavan has also mentioned, whenever people used to ask about meditation, Swami used to always recommend Jyoti meditation.
Yes, I have read about this in the Satya Sai Vahini, if I'm not wrong, where Swami describes this Jyoti meditation, how to do this during the morning times.
Yes.
I was surprised actually that Swami we as students, we don't know about the sadhana much because we have come for secular education.
Yes.
Then when you see this side of Swami, when he elaborates on all these methods, then it's a big science, put it in so simple terms by Swami. Jyoti meditation, yes.
Yes. And if you're someone who is doing Jyoti meditation, I think you will relate to every phrase of this bhajan.
Yes, yes.
Atma Jyoti Namo, Paramatma Jyoti Namo, because that's what you do in a Jyoti meditation.
See, Swami said, now in Rudram, we offer salutations to everything. Namo, namo, namo.
Correct. Yeah.
Likewise, I thought this song is also
yes.
a salutation to the Jyoti, to Atma
yes.
Jyoti.
Yes.
The Paramatma Jyoti.
Yes.
The Akhanda Jyoti. The Antaryami, who is the light. So you are paying obeisance, repeating each name of this.
Yes.
Knowing your, it's your own truth actually.
Wow.
The Swami says, first you realize that the light is within you.
Correct.
Then you see that this light, this light is the basis of your
yes.
life.
Yes.
So you are in the light.
You are in the light.
Then you say, I am that light.
Yes.
So from Dvaitam to Vishishtadvaitam to Advaitam.
Advaitam.
So all these steps are shown in this simple bhajan actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
As I thought about it little deeply.
Oh yes, wow. I mean, in fact, going back to Jyoti meditation, you know, in Jyoti meditation, you take the light within you,
yeah.
you know. So that Param Jyoti, you take it into your heart. Then that becomes your Atma Jyoti.
Yes.
Sort of, you're recreating the process of creation, you know. And then that eternal Jyoti, the Akhanda Jyoti, Mana Jivana Jyoti. Then you know that that Jyoti is what is giving life to your being, to your entire, all the limbs. You know, we take that Jyoti and we take it to every organ of our body.
Yes.
In Jyoti meditation, you take it to your eyes,
yes.
you take the Jyoti to your ears, you take the Jyoti to your voice, you take the Jyoti to your stomach.
Yes.
And you know that Jyoti is lightening up
and
cleansing every part of your being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that Jyoti has become your Jivan Jyoti. If you are able, if you have that life, if you have a Jivan, it is because of that Jyoti. Mama Jivan Jyoti.
See, if you're such a powerful being lives in us. Okay. And that being is actually what? Not in physical form or anything. There is no location for it.
Yes.
But it is in the form of light only.
Light.
Concentrated light.
Mm.
When that light leaves the body, you are Shivam. When that life, that light is in you, you are Shivam.
Shivam, Swami says.
When that light leaves you, you are Shivam.
Mm.
What is such a beautiful, means a well, good built body, suddenly comes to naught with just that light not
that
being
light.
There.
Yes.
And you have to realize that you're not this body, you're not this mind, you're not this senses.
Yes.
You are actually the light. You are one with that light.
Yes.
Identify and merge with that, become one with that.
Yes. In fact, you know, when in the modern times, you know, we are so much focused on the body.
Yeah.
And that's how generally the world perceives. And as Bhagwan would mention in the discourses, you know, when, what is the difference between you and a body that is lying down? You know, it has everything that
correct.
You have, you know, it has the two eyes, it has the two ears, it has the nose, it has the mouth, it has the hands and legs, everything it has, you know, but suddenly something has happened that just, that even though everything is there,
yes.
but still everything has become useless.
Yes.
it has no meaning.
See, as you said, Jivana Jyoti.
Yes.
Swami always said, think always, who is it that seeing
yes.
from behind your eyes?
Yes.
Who is hearing from yes. within your ears?
Who is making,
who is
enabling
making,
the eyes see
yes.
and enabling the ears hear?
So, this is just
the eye of the eye.
You just have to turn a
yes.
little within.
Correct.
Because that is the source you have to live with.
Absolutely.
If you are, because that is operating and doing everything for you.
Yes.
But because of your identification with the body, mind and senses,
yes.
you think you are the one who is doing
right.
actually.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
It is the light that accomplishes everything.
Correct.
And light is love. Swami told another form of experiencing that light is through love.
Love.
How else will a being know otherwise what is light? If you cannot experience the light, experience through love.
Wow. I think that is very beautiful. And two lovely things that brother you shared is, you know, the voice of the voice is that light.
Yes.
The eye of that eye is that light.
Yes.
The ear of that ear is that light.
Who is eating? Who is eating? Chaturak, that Ambaishwa Narobhutva.
Yes.
The Lord is there, as you said, in all parts of your body.
Yes.
Every limb of yours is the Lord's own domain.
I mean, even when we are singing, we should sing, we should be so conscious that if any voice is coming out, any sound is coming out, the sound of that sound is that light.
Yes.
Is that light.
See, I'll narrate one small instance when I had a severe voice problem once.
Mm-hmm.
and I was not able to sing. Then Swami indicated from the bhajan hall throne, as he was as the bhajan was going on, he indicated to me to sing, and my voice was bad. And then I also indicated to him my, you know, holding my throat by my hand and telling him voice is not okay. He didn't say anything. He just looked the other side, the other way. Then after a while, I thought maybe when Swami is telling, I should make an attempt, whatever it may be. Then I took the mic again. Then he said, okay, no problem, don't sing. So I stopped. But then when I came back home, my mother gave me a lashing. When Swami is saying,
yes,
you should not think about whether I can sing or not.
Correct.
Who is singing? It is He.
Correct.
Because you said like that, He looked the other way. He wanted you to make an attempt.
Yes. And when Swami is asking you to sing,
yes,
first, we should not even think, allow any other thought to come in.
Yes.
That is one.
Yes.
And second, we can be absolutely sure that whatever comes out will be good.
Yes.
And the third, even if worldly way, whatever comes out is not good, but since He has asked, He will be happy.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I missed out on a few occasions, actually, when I always used to hide and not sing. And in fact, there was one occasion when Swami was a little upset with me. And normally I used to, in the morning times, we used to sing without mics those days. It was such a pleasure to see Swami in that natural lights. It was a lovely sight for me. You also, I'm sure, would have experienced that. Then morning times, we used to sing about three, four songs. There used to be only 3 to 4 singers.
Correct.
In half an hour's half time, you can sing.
Sometimes Swami would go up in 20, 25 minutes also.
So then, but because of my bad voice, I was singing only one song at a time, a day. Then Swami once told to my father, he has got too much ego.
Oh.
Now, see, you know, he used to sing 3 songs. Now he sings only one song.
Oh my God.
See, for Swami, it is a sign of ego only. Because I am thinking I am the singer. So the voice is not coming out, say, not doing, not coming out as it should be. Then I am thinking I should not say anymore sing. But Swami is not seeing that.
You
way.
Thinking that you are singing.
Yes. And
is
and I also used to think that always Swami enjoys the best singer's songs. It's not so actually. I have seen voices that were, as you said, not very, you know, as you expect it to be very professional or say very refined voice. But certain singers, Swami students, I tell you, Swami enjoys so much.
Yes.
Just closes his eyes and goes into a different plane altogether.
Well, I think we have seen any number of such instances. I mean, it comes to my mind. So many people whom, you know, the world may not consider them as great singers. But Swami was very okay. Swami loved those singing, you know.
Yes.
Loved their presentations.
Yes. See, so he sang on 23rd November. There will be a Jula function in which the best artist of the country comes and sings for Swami. And 24th morning will be a normal bhajan at 9 o'clock.
Correct.
And he is there on dot and enjoying the simple bhajans by simple singers.
Yes.
If he wanted, he could have had the best of the artists sing for him.
Absolutely.
That is the you know, greatness of Swami. I tell you, well, for songs, for bhajans, he is always there.
Yes, because he ultimately, what he is looking for is the intent.
And we also wait for that time when all these functions and everything gets over.
Yes.
And we can get back to that closeness with Swami during these bhajan sessions.
Yes, absolutely.
And Swami knows that how eager we are waiting.
Yes, I think even Swami is eager.
Yes.
Wow. And now, Antaryami Namo Shri Sadguru Sai Namo, that is the last line. You know, when I going back to the Jyoti meditation experience, you know, once you're filled with that light, you know, then you know that the one who is behind all that light is the one who's residing in your heart.
Yes.
So that is the Antaryami Namo.
See, once, if I have time, I'll tell you.
Please.
Swami asked me, came inside the bhajan hall. I was seated in the morning. After the interview, he walked in and he asked me, what's your name? He asked me, he knows my name. He asked me, what is the meaning of your name? Uh-huh. My name is Srinivas. Mm. So I thought for a little while and said, Srinivas. Mm. Means the one in whom God resides.
Huh.
And I said, the one in whom God resides.
You said that?
Yes.
In Telugu?
And in Telugu. Mm. Evarilo aite Bhagavantudu unnadu.
Mm-hmm.
Srinivas. Then Swami almost came to hit me.
Oh.
He just showed his hand to hit me on my cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how long you are staying here? Is this what you have learnt? You are so small, God is so big,
mm-hmm.
and you can contain that God.
Uh-huh.
You are in God.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So how, you know, he never loses an opportunity to drive home these lessons.
You are in God.
You are in God, wow. Not God in you. Yes, God in you is one way to realize
yes.
him, but you are in him actually.
Yes.
You cannot contain him.
Yes.
In your ego.
How Bhagwan used to say that, you know, the Atma is not in you, you are in the Atma.
You are in the Atma. See, even that reminds me, one song is there, you know, Sai Kanaiya, Sai Kanaiya, Paar Karo Meri Jeevan Naiya. There is one particular line in which it says, Atma Nivasi Sai Kanaiya. Swami used to get upset hearing that word. What is Atma Nivasi? There is only Atma, there is no Atma Nivasi in that.
There is nothing that resides.
Yes. So very, very clear, doesn't lose an opportunity to drill home these points to the students. Mm.
I think that's what, we used to have that bhajan where, I think, the Devi bhajan, Jai Jai Bhavani Ma, Ambe Bhavani Ma, we sing now Hridaya Nivasi Matai Bhavani.
Yes, yes.
So,
we corrected that.
Earlier people were saying Atma Nivasi. Because Atma itself is God.
Yes.
So there's nothing resides.
Yes.
Because another name for God is Atma.
Yes.
So Hridaya Nivasi we sing. You know, the yes. God is in the heart. So that sort of at least gives us one way of understanding this concept.
Yes.
So I think same way, maybe what we have in that bhajan is Hridaya Nivasi.
Hridaya Nivasi, Sai Kanhaiya.
Yeah, that's how we have that line now.
Yes,
correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think Swami was so clear that, you know, when you are singing, what you are singing, be fully aware of what you are singing. It's not just the melody.
Yes.
It is, what is more important is the whole truth that has been conveyed through that melody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Swami always wanted that every singer should really be lost not in the melody, be lost in the significance and the potency of the name and the words that you are uttering.
Yes.
Because then it becomes a sadhana. Otherwise it becomes just, singing a song like entertainment. Only then it becomes a sadhana.
Correct.
Yeah.
Having been born as human being, Swami said, why is tongue given to you?
Yes.
Repeat the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the feet given to you?
Yes.
To go circumambulate around the temple.
Yes.
So, likewise, we have got this brain to use for what? To gain wisdom.
Yes.
That comes from light.
Yes.
The source of all wisdom is light only.
Yes.
It's not the words, the alphabets we learn actually.
Yes.
The light allows you to, you know, juggle with these letters and form into words.
Yes.
And then you get to understand this truth and then experience it back.
Yes. In fact, we have so many experiences also of people who have had the blessing of experiencing Bhagwan
yes,
as light.
I can tell you one small little experience of Sri Raja Reddy Garu. I only heard this actually from some sources. Raja Reddy Garu used to sleep in Swami's bedroom.
Yes.
Swami will be on the bed
yes.
and he will be on the floor. And one late in the night, he woke up, found Swami not on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Swami always stays in very small rooms.
Yes.
There is nowhere else to search for Swami. Either he is not on the bed, if he is not on the bed, he should be walking or sitting somewhere. He is not in the room also. Then he went and saw the door also is closed from within.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought, and he dared to open that door and see, where is Swami now? So, as soon as he opened the door, he saw blinding light.
Oh, wow.
And then it subsided and the Swami's form crystallized and there Swami was. And he said, "Enduku vachavu ikkadiki? Good day aipothavu.
You
will go blind.
Uh-huh. Why did you come?
Why did you come out? You will go blind," he said. So when you talk of light, Swami is antaryami, but he is everywhere. So he is in that, when you say he is in the sleeping in that room, resting in that room, he wanted to show to him he is not only here.
Yes.
And he is in that form, he is in light form actually. And that darshan he had. So another occasion also in, it was during Sammakko's time, I believe, same Sri Raja Reddy Garu's experience. He used to go to Swami's room in the evenings. A little dark it was that day. And as soon as he reached Swami's room, Swami asked him, "Which way you came from?" I said, "Swami, same route. Did you not see any spirits?" And he said, "No, Swami. There are all spirits all around." Then he said, "You want to see?" Then Raja Reddy Garu said, "Swami, I will see, but you should hold my hand." So then Swami took him to the terrace. The same path from which he came, he saw these spirits moving around. Then Swami took him back into the room. That's all, it was over. See, to the naked eye, things are not visible. And we are living in darkness. Tamasoma jyotirgamayana, from lead kindly to light, from darkness to light. When we are living in the dark, not knowing our source divine, then actually we will be moving in the form of spirits only. That's what is my little understanding. So from this darkness to light when we move, that is our truth. That is our goal actually. If we do not understand these truths and become one with that, our lives too can be in this form only.
Having got the Sadguru, in the last line, Sri Sai Sadguru Namo, I mean, having had the blessing of having the Lord Himself as our Guru.
Yes.
Sadguru as our Guru.
Guru of Gurus.
Guru of Gurus as our Sadguru, and being guided by Him. It's only up to us now to internalize this. And I feel bhajans are such beautiful means, such pleasing means, and such, we would say, enjoyable means.
Yes.
To actually walk on this path of sakshatkara, walk on this path of self-realization. I think, you know, Swami has given, in the Kali Yuga, He's made this whole process so easy for us.
Yes.
In the earlier times, they used to do tapas and they used to do so many sadhanas. Given the nature of the age and the constraints of the age, Swami has made it so easy, and He's made it so easy, so enjoyable for us.
Absolutely.
And I think bhajans are that a powerful gift and medium for us.
Yes. It used to be only half an hour morning, half an hour evening. But thanks to Radio Sai, you know, people are able to constantly be in satsang, having the bhajans live for themselves. Bhajan streaming is live 24 hours.
Yes.
What a gift Swami has given to the devotees. And what other sadhana you need actually.
Really.
Just to keep singing, humming these songs. So many songs, millions of songs.
Yes.
We don't even know when did we hear, when did we learn. But they become part of
they
us.
They become part of us, yes. And I think they have become part of us mechanically. Now, we have to become part of them.
Yes.
We have to become part of the vision. Beautiful. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you very much, really lovely, brother.
You know, ruminating on this beautiful word. I think every bhajan is such an elevating experience. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Saram. So that was Mr. Srinivas Rao, a former student of Bhagwan's University, sharing his thoughts on what this bhajan means to him. Brother Srinivas Rao has sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for decades and now serves in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. With that, let's listen to the final version of this bhajan as it is sung by Bhagwan's students in Prashanti Nilam Mandir.
Atma Jyoti Namo Paramatma Jyoti Namo, Atma Jyoti Namo, Paramatma Jyoti Namo, Atma Jyoti Namo, Paramatma Jyoti Namo, Atma Jyoti Namo, Paramatma Jyoti Namo, अखंड ज्योति नमो मम जीवन ज्योति नमो 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 अंतर्यामी नमो श्री सद्गुरु साई नमो अंतर्यामी नमो श्री सद्गुरु साई नमो अंतर्यामी नमो श्री सद्गुरु साई नमो ज्योति नमो आत्म ज्योति नमो परमात्म ज्योति नमो अखंड ज्योति नमो मम जीवन ज्योति नमो अखंड ज्योति नमो मम जीवन ज्योति नमो अंतर्यामि नमो श्री सद्गुरु साई नमो अंतर्यामी नमो श्री सद्गुरु साई नमो अंतर्यामी नमो श्री सद्गुरु साई नमो अंतर्यामी नमो श्री सद्गुरु साई नमो आत्मज्योति नमो परमात्मज्योति नमो
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can email us by writing to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this humble endeavor at His lotus feet. You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 20th December 2018 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.